Now, ready, concentrate, focus, power.
I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man.
And now, the Atlanta Falcons Weekly Focus Podcast with Jamie Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The opinions of our own do not reflect the views of CBS Radio or its affiliates.
The game, and here's my weekly take on what the Atlanta Falcons need to focus on. Now, of course, after a 0-4 preseason, there's much concern, probably by the fan base of the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, no 0-4 team in the modern era has ever went on to win the Super Bowl, but I am confident that this team not only has the ability to do so, but will go on to prove naysayers wrong. Not saying they'll win the Super Bowl automatically, but I will say that this team has the capabilities of doing big things. Now, right now, according to some power rankings, they're as high as second. I think they're down a little more because they have some huge question marks to fill. I think that this team cut a lot of veterans that impacted this team last season. However, with the two new coordinators coming into their second years and Dirk Cutter on the offense and Mike Nolan on the defense, I think that they were able in the offseason to figure out who they needed, who they wanted, and who would better suit them from a personnel standpoint. Now, this Sunday in the Big Easy, they go up against the New Orleans Saints. Now, this football team is coming back off a 7-9 season in which they didn't have their head coach in place and brought in a new defensive coordinator and ended up having the worst defense statistically in the history of the NFL as far as yardage. Now, I think this team is coming in with a major chip on its shoulder, and I think that they will play very, very inspired football, especially against their arch rival. I think offensively, Drew Brees took a step back last season. He had great numbers, but at the same time, with him not having his head coach, I think that made this team not as savvy offensively as they normally would be. I think their killer instinct was taken when Sean Payton was gone for the year, especially in the play calling aspect, as far as them taking chances, going downfield. Drew Brees put the ball in the air a lot last season and gave it away a lot last season. I think this year, having his head coach back will resolve a lot of problems when it comes to that on the offensive side. I think the running game is still a question, but they don't run the ball that much. They run the ball primarily to take the edge off the offensive lineman to a degree and to keep defenses honest and not tee off on Drew Brees. But at the same time, you have a stalwart of running backs that are pretty good in Pierre Thomas. You also have Darren Sproles and, of course, Mark Ingram, who is coming into this season looking to prove himself and not be classified as a bust, because so far he hadn't stayed enough on the field to actually call him a bust or whatever right away. I think their running game is decent enough and complements their passing game greatly. I think that Darren Sproles gives them an element that I said even on the last focus, a shifty, speedy, small back hurts the Atlanta Falcons defense, in that when they're trying to tee off and trying to get pass rush, you have this back that can break the long one and go all the way. So I think they should look for that this week. I think the running game will be the factor that the Atlanta Falcons will have to stop. I think they're prepared more so than at any time ever for the Drew Brees, Sean Payton passing game. That team is just bringing back Robert Meacham from cutoff waivers from San Diego. And I think that, when you have those kind of familiar weapons along with Marcus Colston, you have a prolific passing game. But I think when you have a passing game that's so familiar, you have a team in the Atlanta Falcons that's familiar with this squad. They've gone, you know, head-to-head every year, twice. And so, and, you know, with division opponents, you know, they split the game, the games last season. So they're familiar opponents. With Sean Payton being the X factor probably and being able to look at games and study film and things of that nature, I think that this team will come in playing as inspired, and the Atlanta Falcons must look for that. On the other side of the ball, the New Orleans defense versus the Atlanta Falcons offense will be a chess match also. You got new defensive coordinator, Rob Ryan, that is coming in and bringing in the 3-4. And this is not necessarily a problem for the Atlanta Falcons, but it will be a little bit different in that they have to match up personnel along with this defense. And the defense, the 3-4 defenses that they've seen in the past, they've dealt with, but at the same time, Rob Ryan and the stable of Rob Ryan defenses is that they're going to take chances. Now, when you bring in an entirely new defensive system, you have to make sure that you have personnel to match up with that system. And I'm not exactly sure, especially with Jonathan Vilma not being there and missing a couple other defensive players for the New Orleans Saints. I'm not sure if they're at 100%. You also have, you know, they drafted Kenny Vaccaro to help on the back end, especially for the Atlanta Falcons. But he's a rookie. He's a rookie DB. And that's a hard position to come in and actually excel at right away. He's a hard-hitting safety out of Texas. I think he'll be a very good NFL pro. But I think right now, coming into this rivalry, and you are fresh out of college, I think that it could be overwhelming. Excuse me, considering the fact that you have Julio Jones, Roddy White, you have now Steven Jackson coming out the backfield, you have Tony Gonzalez, which will probably be covered by a safety, by a fast safety. So if Kenny Vaccaro is matched up one-on-one with Tony Gonzalez, hey, that's definitely a matchup worth noting for the Atlanta Falcons. I think for the Falcons to be successful against this 3-4 squad, you have to keep in mind that Rob Ryan is going to blitz. He's going to do whatever he has to do to make sure that that pass rush is able to get to Matt Ryan. And considering the fact that they've had right tackle issues this preseason, look for them to come at him hard from the beginning. At the same time, if you look at a Rob Ryan defense, the one he had in Dallas last season, they got torched as well. And especially dealing with rookie DBs like the DB Morris Claiborne, I think that it's not necessarily a given that that defensive secondary is going to stop the likes of this Atlanta Falcons passing attack. So I think the chess match, I think it'll be a high-scoring matchup. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. The key to me is what rookies can step up and be players in this game. This is the first regular season game for a lot of these rookies, and the butterflies will be in effect. But you're also dealing with two veteran quarterbacks, two veteran coaches. You're dealing with veteran coaches all the way around. So and two familiar opponents, division foes. So look for a high-scoring contest. Look to see which defense can make more plays, because I don't think either defense is necessarily tuned to stop the other offense, but I think both of these defenses want to try to get takeaways to give their offenses or score themselves to put more points on the board. This is my focus for this week. Thank you for listening.